How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I'm so glad you got to witness so much of me. Becky says, nope, I hate you right now. You've got me all riled up. Look, shouldn't you be getting pregnant right now? Okay, Miss I Hate Medical Care. Or I hate medical insurance. Ooh, it's a scam. Kenny caused it. That is surprising. No, Kenny didn't cause this. Are you kidding me? Kenny's one of the hot. He's one of the shining lights on the show. No, you can't get here late, Aram, and then kind of try to merge into traffic. You're gonna have to go back and then try to blend in. You can't just dive in 1 minute ago and act like you're part of this charade. Tyler says, I'm trying to imagine how much money Easy would have been on the hook for without insurance to help with the dozen plus surgeries Jackie's had on her knees. Exactly. Also, my buddy Jeffrey, he got a new kidney and he didn't pay anything for it. Medical insurance paid for it. I didn't have to pay to have them go in there and take my kidney out. You know why? Medical insurance paid for it. There are too many evil, sadistic motherfuckers, young people who think it's okay to just go kill somebody when they don't agree with them. Case in point, psychopath who tried to kill Trump. Piece of shit who killed Brian Thompson, a family man. Thank you, Megan. I paid $150 to have my child, including preterm labor, hospital stays, and NICU time, thanks to United Healthcare. Becky says your buddy Jeffrey qualified for Medicare based on his kidney failure. Look, quit splitting hairs, Miss Twat-a-lot. The fact of the matter is, someone paid for it. Nick says insurance should deny negligent chainsaw injuries that jack up the rates. Oh, okay. So now here's what's happening here. I have given you all tremendous facts to file into your stupid fucking thick ass heads. And now I'm getting personally attacked because I was injured and I went to the hospital and the hospital fixed me and billed the insurance company. You know why? Because I have good insurance, fuck faces. So now it's personal attacks on Eric. Let's get him, guys. Come on. Say bad stuff. He's evil. You're all idiots. Tofa says, didn't you personally attack us? I'm not the one saying insurance companies are evil and that I'm glad you're sitting here saying you're glad the guy's dead. God. Look, you need to all change the way you're thinking on this. You're all wrong. God damn. Tova said, I said I have no sympathy. That's as bad. Sorry. You are a hair splitter, okay? You're either an asshole or you're not. You are. Just embrace that and just stick to your guns. I would rather you quit trying to fucking say what you're saying now and say, all right, I fucking hate them and there's nothing you can do to change my opinion. I would have more respect for you if you did that. Joe Martinez is here. He says, my stay was 12,000 recently. Can you type in less south of the border and actually do it in a cohesive sentence so that I can include your comments in the chat? What does that even mean? Does that mean you paid money? Does that mean they paid money? Who? Can you give me specifics here? Kabubi says, EZ's voice when he mocks the people in the chat is much like Freebeer's when he mocks the listeners. Oh, well, that makes me feel bad. Now, Freebeer's is like, I hope it's not that grating. All right. I think my work is done here. Thank you to the audience who has been paying attention to this brilliance on Facebook and YouTube. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I should also note that the show starts every day at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Twitch, and then it doesn't get interrupted. You know, it just keeps going. So that's the place to watch the show in its entirety. You can put it on your phone when you're driving around, dim the screen, comes to your Bluetooth, boom, good to go. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. I have a Patreon where Thursday is a Big Fraud Thursday. We will be reviewing the latest, we will be doing the latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers? The Hot Wings Reading Instructions for a Tripod in German episode. It's a huge pile of shit. It's difficult to try to put it in, encapsulate what is happening there. It's just so much garbage. You won't believe how bad this is. I'm sure Freebeer will be creepy to Maitland, too. We'll cover all that Thursday on the Patreon. And then after that, it is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we will once again sit down with Nick, Raw Dog Nick, or Dirty Dick Nick, to talk about what he's been up to sexually. He is trying to find the next Mrs. Nick. And to do that, he just communicates with local West Michigan and beyond sturdy women and has them come over and they just pork. That's like the first date. Now, he might not give us an update. It all depends on how amorous he's been feeling. But we tapped this untapped resource of awesomeness on last week's podcast, and it was a goddamn hit. These seem to all be women that are on the wrong side of the local hard living lines. He ran into an issue when the first chick, who he did not take to Pound Town, looked like Time for Timer, which is from Saturday morning cartoons, the hunka cheese guy. Anyway, that's all on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I would like to point out that my hair looks incredible today. Some of you audience members are probably getting moist by my assertiveness and my hair. And I can't help you. Joe Martinez has clarified his medical insurance. He says, no, EZ. It was for my recent stay. $12,000. I paid $1,400. Thank you, Joe Martinez, for clarifying. So that sounds like a normal insurance bill. They cover most of it. The consumer pays for some of it. That's insurance. That's how it works. Dickheads like you, who probably aren't even old enough or worthy enough to have jobs that gives you insurance, you dumbasses think, oh, everything should be covered. I pay $2,000 a year in premiums, but I should get $400,000 in care. That's not insurance, dickhead. Joe Martinez says, my weekly injections are about $30 out of pocket. Tofus thinks that Joe paying $1,400 out of $12,000 is fairly high deductible. Actually, I take it back. He said, Joe says, after my insurance, we only had to pay $1,500. Corey says, I just know after our last kid, we had a bill for $5,000. The insurance covered the rest. Yeah, that's a bargain. That is a bargain, guys. I cannot believe your wife had a kid and your out of pocket was $5,000 and you're complaining here. That's incredible. You're the worst. You should be supporting insurance companies after that out of pocket. And by the way, for your insurance through your work, don't even try to tell me that you've got one choice. Every employer is given multiple options for their employees. Good, better, best. You choose what you pay and you get appropriate coverage. All right? If you chose good and not best, you'll probably pay $5,000 for a pregnancy. You made the decision, dumb fuck. God. Piano Fingerbanger says, in most other places, having a kid doesn't cost you anything. Name one and show me sources. All right? You pulled that out of your asshole and put it out on that chat right there. In most places, okay, who? Where? Becky says, can we move on, please? All right. Yes, but you don't want to say that. The last thing you want to do is when I'm actually on a roll is to tell me what is going on in the podcast. It's like the cardinal sin. Megan says, oh, fuck. Why doesn't Twat-a-Lot get screamed at? Well, she might now. I think basically what we're dealing with here is I'm so right that these people can't handle it. Kenny says, my butthole tightened when I read what Becca said. Yeah. For some reason, women get more leniency on the rage. And you guys, for those of you that are saying Canada, Japan, many European countries, you're going to have to show me 100% proof that what you're saying is true, because I'm not just going to take your word for it with you just throwing nations up there. Are you telling me they don't, that it's zero cost, zero cost, no cost? You're going to have to prove that to me. And you can put down fucking Uzbekistan. I don't give a shit. Okay. I don't believe you. All right. I meant to get rid of the audience on Facebook and Twitch. I'm sorry, and YouTube, but I got distracted, so I apologize. I was talking about the Patreon, wasn't I? Yes. Okay, email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you dumbasses want to dispute my brilliance, Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Thank you to them for sponsoring this show. I'm going to kick you out, though, on Facebook and YouTube. If you want the rest of the show, it is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. All right. You know, it was a perfect storm. JC got me going. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to kick ass today. One more thing about Frank Fuss. If you want an insurance policy, a life insurance policy, you know, because how this is going to go, if it could go, is you get a life insurance policy. And then let's say you get sick with cancer tomorrow and then you die. Your cancer coverage treatment is going to be cared for by the insurance company. And then when you die, the life insurance policy is going to provide for your family. Fuck off. Buyinsurancehere.com. You know what I should do? At the risk of looking like an asshole, I should bring Frank Fuss in here to talk about this exact topic if you guys weren't already sick about it. What is going on in this video here? Utah man drives his car through front of Mazda dealership just hours after purchasing the car from the same dealership. The incident happened in Sandy, Utah, after the man was told he could not return the car. Weird. The man told the dealership he would drive the car through the front door of the dealership if they didn't let him return it. They had told him that it was sold as is. The man did exactly what he promised and drove the car through the front door. He was arrested on charges of felony criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. So he's not happy with the car. Let us take a look at this. This guy has the mentality of some of you in the audience right now. This is what people do nowadays when things don't go their way. They shoot people in the street, shoot them in the back, and they act like this asshole.
Shit! I wasn't, huh? I told you motherfuckers.
Whoa!
Bro, shit.
Call the cops!
Whoa! Whoa, shit.
Call the cops!
I wonder where he thinks that's going to lead. You just did probably like $20,000 worth of damage. You're going to have a felony conviction on your hands. This is what's scary about the world. There are so many stupid people on the planet. Size of the problem. Megan says in Utah, there is no 3-day right to cancel or rescind an automobile purchase. Once you purchase a vehicle, you assume responsibility for it. Some sellers may have policies allowing for the return of a vehicle within a determined time period, but this is decided by the seller and is not required by law. Thank you very much. How about the star on the forehead for that lovely individual, the multi-talented Megan from Irvine's? Keddy writes, is that Tophus? I don't think so. However, it's a similar mentality. No, not him. And then Tophus gets angry at me and he says, are you going to bust Kenny's ass for starting shit? Look, guys, this is how it is. I can only take what's laid out in front of me. And right now, that's a funny line. That's a funny joke. And you've been annoying me horrifically for the last 83 minutes. So, no. my answer to your question, are you going to bust Kenny's ass for starting shit? I answer no. In fact, another star on the forehead. You sound like you're seven. It's a serious question. You busted my nuts yesterday. And then Corey jumps in and says, Kenny can't take it. Well, look, you two are at the tip top of my fucking Arya Stark list right now. And that was funny. So put on your big boy pants and relax. All right. By the way, as I finished that rant about insurance, viewership dropped off. I was at 45 to 50 for a full hour. As soon as I get done, it drops off. Nobody cares now. I'm back to being just another loser. Those seven or eight people made all the difference. My ego was through the roof. Unstoppable. I'm kidding. I sound like Freebeer now. There is a documentary that is coming out. Wait a minute. Isn't it already out? No, it is already out. Netflix Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? I'm guessing if that's been out a while, that some of you have already seen this. Time and again, things in the pop culture have led to cases being reinvestigated. And I think that if you are making a film, that's not only good if, you know, a fresh set of eyes has looked at something, case in point, like the Menendez brothers. And in some cases, it actually works where people have been proven innocent. There was one documentary on Netflix called The Staircase where all I remember is that a woman was found dead at the bottom of the stairs and they thought the husband came up behind her and whacked her on the head a bunch of times. And all sorts of crazy shit, and I forget what happened between guilty, not guilty, shit like that. But there was an epilogue that there's a theory that a goddamn owl, a barred owl, attacked the woman in the house and fucking hurt her, and she bled out because of all the damage done to her scalp. She bled out at the bottom of the goddamn stairs. And it was like, Jesus Christ, it made all the sense in the world. A fucking owl did it. This Netflix documentary about JonBenet Ramsey talks about this exact thing. Before I die, I need to know who killed her, she says. And she already watched it. Well, now they're suggesting that the documentary urging police to, quote, do a DNA test. Like there's new technology that's available. And they should be able to get more light, shine more light on this exact thing to find out who actually killed this kid. And right off the bat, when I saw that headline, it's like, well, if I'm the Boulder, Colorado police, I would think that I would be ready and waiting with every new bit of new technology with testing. I mean, you'd want to get this case solved, wouldn't you? Why is the director of the Netflix show encouraging the police to look into this? They should already be looking into it. Rebecca says the Boulder police fucked that case all up. Molly is convinced the dad did it. I'm not so sure. I remember for a while they thought it was Patsy. For a while they thought it was the son. And then if you remember how that case went, it wasn't that different than this absurd mob mentality that you losers have against the insurance industry. It was like because the kid was in pageants, everybody was more concerned with that than an actual murder that went down. And everybody was like, oh, anybody would put their kid through that. They clearly did this. It was such bullshit. My God. Anyway, this is Elizabeth Vargas. This is kind of a long piece. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole thing, but I'm going to check it out.
People are still, to this day, suspicious of the family. It's important to know that they were explicitly cleared with an apology from the Boulder County District Attorney back in 2008. John Ramsey, who spoke with us here on Tuesday, says he hopes this new documentary...
Uh-oh. That's not good. When that happens, that's usually a bad sign.
...will spur police to revive the investigation, and that new DNA testing technology will eventually solve the crime. Director of that documentary, Joe Berlinger, joins us now. Joe, great to have you on. This is a whole new audience watching this documentary that, you know, was too young or not around yet when the case actually happened.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, let me just say I'm so glad to be on because your interview was so important in the documentary with Lynn. And so it's nice
well,
to
I'm
connect.
Looking back at that interview and I'm like, she was like, I just had this feeling. I looked him in the eyes and I thought he's a killer. And it was like, it's incredible.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
That's what
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the reasons I wanted to do this was I know, you know, I've done a lot of wrongful conviction work over the years in my film and television. I've literally gotten six people out of I've helped get six people out of prison with my shows. And I see a lot of similarities in this case with actual wrongful conviction, which is an inept police force or an inexperienced police force. I'll be nice about it. Overwhelmed by a crime that is unimaginable, that doesn't normally happen in that jurisdiction. And they key into a...
By the way, JonBenet, she'd be in her 30s right now and probably totally doable. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
A belief early on And they just get this tunnel vision. And that's, you know, Boulder police just decided early on, in part thanks to, you know, Linda Arndt's report, you know.
Some of you are going to hell for laughing at that joke.
Investigation or her report from the day that that he just was acting funny and looked.
It wasn't just Detective Linda Arndt. I also interviewed Detective Steve Thomas, and you have him featured prominently in the documentary as well. He wrote a best-selling book about how John and Patsy did it and how he thought it was Patsy who murdered her own daughter. And the Ramseys sued him. And in the documentary, you play tape of the deposition that he's forced to give in this lawsuit before he and the publisher pay money to the Ramsey family.
Wow.
And you can just see him being confronted with, I'm sorry, how do you think this worked? And he has no explanation for why he thinks they did it.
Exactly.
And so he just spewed shit out and expected to get away with it and the world to accept it as fact. It sounds very familiar. Hello, chat.
You know, like it still astounds me. If you just look at the autopsy report, you know, there's a lot of rabbit holes that people go down and there's a lot of unexplained, you know, supposed things. But if you just look at the autopsy report and you understand that this poor little girl was murdered and choked to death while she was alive, you know, she was strangled. Do we really think that with a garrote around her neck, you know, a very sophisticated choking device? And do we really think that over a bedwetting incident, which is Steve Thomas's theory, that, you know, in a fit of rage, JonBenet was accidentally killed by her mother because she wet her bed?
Yeah.
You really want to think that a choking device was put on her neck and she was slowly tortured to death? I mean, it's just illogical. You know?
It's not only illogical, but we're talking, as you point out, this isn't a sudden she hit her head and she's dead kind of murder. This was a brutal, torturous murder done on this child. Oh. And it almost strains credulity that any parent could do that. Your docuseries
points for the word credulity.
Also hones in on the contamination of evidence at the crime scene. I spoke to John Ramsey a couple nights ago. I did a documentary with him on the DNA evidence, you know, several years ago for A&E. He still believes that DNA that was found on JonBenet's body, on her underwear, could solve the case. Listen to what he said.
What we think is important, and that's use the latest DNA technology, collaborate with these labs that are out there that have that capability, and then use the familial genealogy research,
right,
which is so successful in finding solutions to old cold cases. I think if they do that, there's a really good chance we can get it solved.
He's right. You know, how often have we had it where, you know, you turn on the news and some dickhead does like 23andMe or whatever the fuck it's called, spits in a tube, and like 30 minutes later, he sees that Uncle Job's a murderer. That happens all the fucking time. You hear that story, genealogy report shows that, and it's something like that. This is bullshit that this is so readily available, and they aren't like, you know, they need to get the underwear, get the jizz, and do a goddamn DNA sample right now.
You know, the Boulder police chief came out and gave a statement just a couple days ago saying, we're going to take another look at this case. We think we're going to solve it in 2025.
Okay.
Do you think that's possible?
Well, I agree with John Ramsey that there is now technology that can focus on this piece of DNA. Basically, there's unidentified male foreign DNA, foreign meaning non-family, mixed with JonBenet's blood and her DNA.
Yeah, it looked like a Metallica album cover.
And it's a terrible sample.
Some of you get that joke.
It needs to, you know, it's just barely a good enough DNA sample. You can separate out the foreign DNA from JonBenet's DNA now and do this genealogical DNA testing, which, you know, has gotten the Green River Killer, the Golden State.
That's what I was just saying, goddammit!
Been amazing advances in DNA technology, and a number of cold cases have been solved. So will it definitely solve the crime? Who knows? But let them do this testing. You know, we still don't know. We still don't know if they've done anything, despite the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
That's the key.
Take advantage of everything AARP has to offer.
The Boulder DA says, sorry, you had nothing to do with it. Nobody believes that. Linda says the case needs to be taken away from the Boulder PD. Well, I don't know. Maybe they got better. Let's see. The Metallica album cover is, I think it's from the album Load. Kenny says, kill them all. I don't think so. Why am I, how come I know that and you don't? Metallica Load album cover. Yeah, it's definitely. This is the album cover, Ding Dong. He says, well, that's when I stopped caring about Metallica. Now, that's when some of their best songs came out. Saint Anger is probably the best Metallica album that exists. Linda says there's a new police chief in Boulder. They're hoping he'll treat it differently than in the past. The worst Metallica albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone, are And Justice for All, Ride the Lightning, and Kill 'Em All. Those are the three worst. They're tied for the worst. They're all the absolute worst. The all-time best is Saint Anger, and the other one is Metallica Bluegrass, and then the one with The Unforgiven and Enter Sandman. Those are the only ones worth keeping. All right. Cole says Death Magnetic is pretty good. No. Keep up with my joke. All right. How far along are we in this catastrophe? So that's very interesting, I found. Those shows like that, that cover things like cold cases, in a lot of ways, they make me really frustrated, you know, because you see things from a perspective that makes you like, how can people not see this? And it really taps into your emotions. The first one to ever do that with me was Making a Murderer. I was like, how can this not be? I mean, how can this possibly be? How can these people be in prison? Oh. That one was so good, all right, that even if they did do that, they should still let them go because it was so good. And then there was the second one. There was that... there was like a new attorney who was in charge of the whole thing. I forget her name. She seemed real fucking weird. And she insisted she was going to get those guys out of prison, but she's not getting anybody out of fucking prison. Come on now. All right. Excuse me. Be thinking about asshole of the day today. I know it's not me. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invite you to reach out, buy now, refinance later. That is the edict from the top. 231-332-6505, 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They want to help you out and get you into that mortgage so you can get into the home of your dreams. And then in a couple years, you will refinance. That is for sure, as the rates eventually will fall to a level that's like, God damn it, I'm getting the refi and saving myself hundreds of dollars. 231-332-6505. So get into a home today under one interest rate and then refinance for a lot less and save on your monthly payments when the time calls for it. 231-332-6505. Reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right. Also, for your home that you have now, if you need a new roof like we just needed here, you need to go call upon my friends at Werner Roofing. Boy, they were great. It started out with me reaching out saying, hey, I'd like an estimate on a roof. I had two other estimates from two other fine companies, but something about these guys were great. And part of that was the financing that they had. Not all insurance companies are created equal. Not, I shouldn't say insurance companies. Not all roofing companies are created equal. Damn it. When it comes to being able to finance it, it's a pretty big cost, a roof. And, you know, not everybody has Burn King money. You can just throw $25,000 out on a goddamn roof. All right. So what you do is you call upon them at WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. And by the end of the day, you'll have an appointment made for an estimate. They'll show up. They run the drone over your roof. They get on the roof. They tell you what's fucked up. All right, yeah, this, that, and the other thing. This is how much it's going to cost. All right, great. Finance it. One phone call. You're done. Boom. You're paying a little bit each month on your roof. You got a brand new roof. Some of the finest Mexicans on the planet will show up at your house. They'll set up the dining fly. They'll have their food out. You hear da 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 da. WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Linda, with a great callback, Kathleen Zellner was the new attorney. She's a pile of shit. Maureen says, my hubby replaces our roof himself because he's handy like that.
Hey, hey, Tommy, you're doing a great job. I'll be dreaming of Sheriff Swanson's ding-dong. Ha, ha.
Kaiser Games says Lars was right about Napster. Stealing and streaming music has killed the music industry. So he predicted that, huh? There was a time when people would just steal it for no cost. Now at least there is some money exchanging hands. But not enough goes to the artist. I don't know if there's got to be a better way to do that, you know? Artists really don't make money on their music anymore. They have to make money out on the road. Ultimately, you think you're not paying for it, but you are. Because if you love Bruce Springsteen, you think, oh, I got all the Bruce Springsteen I want on my phone. And then you go to one of his concerts and it's $3,000 for a ticket. That's why. Kaiser says Spotify payout is a joke. It is. There's no question. Shots fired from Linda to Maureen's husband, Terry. He'll do half of the roof and finish it in 5 years. Maureen says, Linda, he has actually replaced it twice in a timely fashion, LOL. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an epic broadcast. I appreciate you all for being here. I have one more story that I'd like to get to. Probably the nicest guy on the planet, he seems. He goes by Big Wheezy. Got his shit vandalized. Now, it looks like Big Wheezy has kind of like I don't know, it looks to be like a barbecue place. Like if you were to look at it here, Big Wheezy's kitchen. That looks like my kind of food, man. Oh my God. Looks like a shrimp chicken thing there. Burgers, fish, ribs, chicken. Food for the soul. So I'm getting a little bit of a soul food vibe here. And something bad happened to Wheezy. He's on Hackley in Muskegon. We specialize in big portions, famous for a variety of foods from rib tips to taco, lamb chop to nachos, special seasoned catfish and perch along with beef and chicken. So something happened that's kind of ugly to Big Wheezy, and we're going to get into it here. I might even have to put a call into my man. Of course, it's lunchtime. I don't know if that's a good idea. You never want to call a restaurant during, like, the lunch rush. You know? They're busy. And this is a mom and pop. So I don't want to be that guy. Maybe I'll call him a different time. Anyway, he's got his vehicle out back and some son of a bitch. They're acting like this isn't racially motivated or that they're not sure. Like the cop's like, well, I know it says KKK on the side of the vehicle, but we can't really tell. Like this is a, isn't there a special designator for a, yeah, it's a hate crime. Like if you vandalize someone's shit and just drew like a dick on the side, that's not a hate crime. But if you bust out the windows and write KKK, that's a hate crime. That's a special level of felony.
New tonight, you may have seen that picture online showing a spray-painted car with its window smashed. It's led to many people sharing their disgust and shock. And we've learned tonight that Muskegon police is investigating. Our Matt Witkos went to go speak with the business owner to get the full story.
The owner explains this SUV was their main vehicle for family trips. And after seeing it vandalized, the owner is trying to understand exactly why someone would do this.
It was like he came from...
Well, I think I know why. It's because you're black and that asshole is a racist fuck.
Do this.
It was like he came from towards this way.
Probably the worst surveillance video anyone has ever seen. The fucking video of the Bigfoot is 10 times better than this. Bigfoot video looks like 4K compared to this.
Towards this way. He walked around the building first, so we couldn't see what he was doing in the back.
Big Weezy's Kitchen sharing this image.
He's shocked. Like, real shocked about it.
A picture many online call hateful. Here's what the owner, Twain Davis, had to say.
It has some letterings on the side. I couldn't really identify all three letters, but the...
Oh, come on, Weezy, you know what it says.
First letter was a K.
The spray paint, not the only issue.
When I looked inside the vehicle, it had like a container with gasoline in it, what? Ashley. And...
So I guess he's saying... Then the vehicle had a busted out window, KKK on the side, and they left the gas can in there?
The window was broke out. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
The setback not discouraging Davis, who goes by Big Weezy.
I mean, with that incident happening, it don't run me away. I still love the neighborhood.
He says they've stood by him since opening off of West Hackley Avenue this summer.
Like the neighborhood has been welcoming me in. Yeah. So I didn't take it as a racial thing.
The Muskegon police chief.
Easy, I love you. But it was a sick fuck white asshole who did this. All right, that's what happened.
Chief tells me they're investigating what happened.
I don't know if it was some small kids or whatever it was. But we did see the footage of it, and it was a...
That's about that image there. Clearly, that is Boring Dean, all right? I'm guessing that's Boring Dean or one of the other former Zaniac racist fucks.
Oh, guy.
His message to the person responsible.
Just make better choices. That's just more, you know, advice I can give that person. I'll forgive him. I'm a God-fearing man.
If you have any information...
I hate God-fearing man guy. I want him pissed off saying he's going to kick some white ass. All right?
I'll forgive him. I'm a God-fearing man.
If you have any information on the
Knock
person
that shit off.
Who vandalized this SUV, you're asked to call police. Reporting in Muskegon, I'm Matt Witkos, Fox 17 News.
Or it's all a ruse by Weezy. You know, he's just saying, yeah, he's doing that so that people come in. And then every fucking white devil who comes in there, he like jizzes on the food to pay him back. Tyler says this is the greatest thing that will ever happen to this guy. Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars he's going to make from the GoFundMe? That's true. Maureen says, Weezy seems like a good person. Forgiveness is for you, not the person... who wronged you? I gotta do it. I gotta get Weezy on the phone here. I know it's lunchtime. This is what I'll do. I'll call Weezy and I'll ask him if it's a good time. That's what I'm gonna do. What the fuck is his number? Weezy, goddamn it! You gotta put your phone number on your fucking page, dick. Big Weezy's Kitchen phone number. So annoying. Come on, Wheezy. There we go. Sorry that took so long. That's not my fault. 737.
Your call cannot be completed.
God damn it. This is so hard to reach us, dude. That's very frustrating. My apologies. All right. Well, I guess we'll, you know, it's probably best. It is probably best. You would think, though, on your Facebook page, you would have your phone number. About? Maybe it's in the about? I don't know. Okay. I got another number. 1-231-246-8725. I am on a quest. I'm on a mission. Wheezy on the show. Try not to blow your ears out.
Hi, Big Wheezy's Kitchen.
Hi, is Wheezy in?
Huh?
Is Wheezy in?
Yes. One moment.
Yo, Wheezy.
Big Wheezy speaking, man.
Yo, Wheezy.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. My name's Eric. I do a podcast, and I'm just calling to wish you so much support about what happened to you. And I think that this is gonna work out.
Okay.
And I just want to know. I wanted everybody to come see you and come get food at Big Wheezy's because it sounds like that's something that I would like and everybody would like.
I appreciate you.
I don't think you like that I called you. I apologize for this.
No, it's okay.
All right. Well, sorry to bother you. I know it's lunch rush, but I just wanted to call and say that everybody's is very thankful that you're there and wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate it. I love all the support. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't think he cared for that. I don't think he cared for that at all. When he said, okay. Oh, no. I was expecting a little bit more Eye of the Tiger there. Tophus writes, oh, no. Tyler with the joke, somebody needs to spray paint his phone number in his car next time. Kenny with the quote, you can't just call someone at lunch rush. Oh, I'm going to call him. Maureen says Wheezy wants to move on. Yeah, that was bad. I need to not give in to that urge to call people during lunch rush at restaurants. You all felt it, didn't you? You could feel that he was like, I want anything to do, with this shit. Oh, fuck. That was awful. I feel very bad about that. All right. Well, I'm going to have to give myself a nomination for Asshole of the Day there. I went into there with the best of intentions. Tophus says, when he said, okay, I heard the record screech to a halt. Matt LaFleur was your Asshole of the Day yesterday. I'm not sure who it's going to be today. I know I have to write a lot. That's what I do know. In fact, when I said I'm not sure who it's going to be today, I know who it's going to be. Asshole of the day today. People who hate United Health. Brought to you by TC Paintball. I love United Health. You should buy United Health stock today. And Tyler says also insurance deniers. LOL. They should all be assholes of the day. You are, and you know it. Bob says, asshole of the day, easy for calling Wheezy during lunch rush. Okay. All right, fine. Thank you so much, though, for being here. This was probably a podcast that, I mean, I enjoy them all, but I think I enjoyed this one the most. One of the most. I would say, in terms of my level of enjoyment, I give this number five, top five moment on this show. All right. Talk to you on the Patreon. Thank you for being here, and goodbye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.